Okay. It is 7:05 on June 29th. We are about to start our emergency session. And we'll open with a quick roll call. And I'll start with you, Stacy, because you're my box to the left.
Stacy Hurst, here.
Liz Starley.
Mary Kim Nutt. Crandall. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mary Natris.
Nick Ward.
Kim Crandall.
All right. Lorena might join us. We will announce when she joins. Somebody help me. Who else isn't attending?
Kayla.
Kayla, yes, thank you. Kayla's excused. So we have just a few quick agenda items that we had to take care of, primarily the state audit reports. But we thought we'd take this opportunity to vote in some new board members. We've been actively searching, and we had a subcommittee of the board do interviews. That was Kim, Stacy, and Mike. Oh my gosh, and Liz, sorry. I'm just looking at
it's all right
here. And so if you ladies would tell us about your search process and the results of that, we would we'd like to hear from you.
Yes.
Okay. So we had 7 applicants in total. We set up interviews with the first 5, and one of them we weren't able to ever meet with, and she didn't respond. But the first 4, Kimberly and I interviewed together. And then the last 2, Stacy and I interviewed together. So, and then Miles came to our meeting. So we had Richard Wilson, Gary Arndt, Miles, who came to the meeting, and Kate Warner. And then the ones that Stacy and I met with were, I'm just getting the last names correct, Catherine Ekman Gelito, but she goes by Katie. And the last one was Romina Marquez. So all of them were great. You know, if we had 6 spots, then we could accept them all. But we can't. And so the 2 that stood out to us the most were Richard Wilson and Gary Arndt. And Mr. Wilson is here with us this evening. He has numerous kids that go to Providence Hall. If you want him, he can, you know, maybe give us a short introduction himself, and then I can tell you a little bit about Mr. Arndt as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, hi, everybody. Thank you for the consideration. As mentioned, I have a couple kids in Providence Hall, one in junior high, one in elementary. So we've really enjoyed our experiences with Providence Hall and getting to know the community, the faculty, and being part of the Providence Hall family. So this is a great opportunity. We're really excited to be part of it. And yeah, thank you again for the consideration. I appreciate it.
Welcome, Rich. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
And if you want to tell a little bit about your professional background, he's currently going to the U, finishing up his MBA, but he has a lot of experience. Go ahead, share a little bit about.
Yeah, well, happy to report I am finished with my MBA. So that is
congratulations.
Done. Since we started these conversations, so graduated May 4th. So that's official. I've spent most of my career in the medical device space. So you think of like hip replacements, knee replacements, spine fixation, trauma applications, all of that. I currently work for a company called Ortho Development out of Draper, and I'm the vice president of operations. So most of my career, again, has been on the operational side, not hospital, like ER, OR operations, but like operational functions within a business, on the accounting front, and then corporate governance. So hoping I can take some of that that history and some of that experience, and wherever I can help apply it to the group, I'm happy to do so.
Great. Thanks for sharing, Rich.
And then Mr. Arndt, Gary Arndt, he has grandchildren that attend Providence Hall. He's retired and he wanted to give back. He has a lot of experience on school board. He was a long-term school board member for a large district up in Idaho. And in addition to that, you know, professionally, before he retired, he just had, let me pull up his, I had Richard's up as well, but he was the vice president of a paper corporation, was with them for a long time, has a lot of experience that we think would be very useful to the board, but especially his experience with being on previous school boards and being able to kind of bring that as we move forward, that would be very helpful as well.
And he also has an educational background in human resources. So we thought that was helpful.
Awesome. So thanks for the report, committee. I understand you have those two as nominations, but we'll officially accept a motion if somebody from the committee wants to make one.
I make a motion that we elect Richard Wilson as a new member of the Providence Hall Board of Directors.
I second the motion that we elect Richard Wilson to the Providence Hall Board.
For the rest of the board members, is there any, before we move on to the second, is there any discussion around that, especially while we have Rich? Any questions? I don't know that you didn't ever attend a board meeting yet, did you, Rich? You look familiar, but
I participated in the leadership
conversation. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I attended one of those meetings before, and again, kids at school, I'm always somewhere around. So
nice. That's why you looked familiar. All right.
Yeah.
So board members, any questions for Rich?
I don't think so. I think they've spoken very highly of you, so I don't have any questions.
Yeah, they sent over your resume as well, and was impressive, but that was really the committee's job, is to dig in and interview and pick the best candidates. So with that, Stacy Hurst was a second on that motion. And so we'll try to do a roll call vote in the same order that we did our attendance roll call.
Stacy Hurst, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Mary Matthews, yes.
Nick Ward, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
All right. Rich, we'd have you join the table. This is where we'd have you move up to the table. We'll do that. We'll do that next board meeting here shortly.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you. Committee, other nominations that you want to put in front of the board?
Yep, I would like to nominate Gary Arndt to the Providence Hall Board of Directors as well.
Okay, it's been a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion around Gary? Okay, is there a second?
Kim Crandall, a second.
All right, and roll call vote starting with Stacy.
Stacy Hurst, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Mary Natris, yes.
Nick Ward, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
All right. Well, you can congratulate Gary for us, Liz. Speak to him and we'll see him at our next board meeting. All right, let's move. Well, the one other business item was board positions. If you are interested in chair, vice chair, secretary position, send myself an email. We will be discussing those positions next board meeting and having having elections there. All right, so we'll move on. We have a risk assessment that was omitted from our last board meeting, which we need to accept before the end of this month. So Beverly, I know we've seen it, we've all read through it, we've seen these previous years, but if you want to talk to the risk assessment and then we can officially receive that from you.
Okay, this is, there's a questionnaire that goes through different items that if we comply with these things, it does reduce the risk of fraud in schools or in governmental entities. Our score or points earned is the same as in prior years. That second page, the basic separation of duties, details, best practice, and we follow all of those other than item number 3. And the reason that one's marked no is that we have the secretaries in the front office that collect payment are the same people that adjust a student's account. And there's not, we don't have enough staff members to separate that down another level.
I believe this is the same score as last year, right, Beverly?
Correct.
So dang near perfect score, very low risk level. We appreciate all the efforts the school goes into separating these duties and making sure we're compliant and following the guidelines from the state. Board members, any questions for Beverly on this risk assessment? Well, Beverly, we officially accept it and appreciate your work there. This is a non-vote item, but we had to discuss in board meeting and make sure that we reviewed it. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
Our final item is the wellness policy. We got a email from Mapu and she resent the policy. It has a not a revision date, but a review date, a new review date. That's all. This is the same wellness policy as last year, as mentioned in her email. But we do have to make sure we review it. I believe this is a non-vote item as well. Correct, Beverly?
Nick, this does need to be voted on, please.
Okay.
And it needs to be voted on by the end of this month, which is why we're doing it today.
Correct.
Beverly, any more details? I understand they're going to, through the health committee, which one of us board members will be on, that they will take a look at. Who's on the health committee? Is that?
As of right now, I am.
I was going to say, I thought that was you, Kim. So if that changes, could be somebody else. But as of right now, Kim will be on that to review this wellness policy for the next school year that we would vote on this, hopefully in during our regular June board meeting. So with that, any motion to approve this wellness policy?
Kim Crandall, I'd move to approve the wellness policy.
Is there any discussion around that? Any more discussion around that? Okay. Liz, sorry, go ahead.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Roll call starting with you, Stacy.
Stacy Hurst, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Mary Natras, yes.
Nick Ward, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
Rich, we didn't have you vote on the last one, did we?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know if I was official until July. So
sorry, no, you're official.
All right, Rich Wilson, yes.
We'll put Rich as an abstain from that last vote. What's that, Kim?
He hasn't reviewed it, so it probably makes sense to not vote.
Well, we'll have him as abstain for that last risk assessment. All right, very good. That is the end of our agenda. So we'll give you the rest of your Thursday evening back if there's a motion to adjourn today's.
Oh.
Mary, did you have something?
No, I had something pop up and started talking, so I got off real fast. No. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. But maybe you want to make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adjourn our board meeting. Do I need to say anything?
Nope, that's good.
Okay.
I'll second that and we'll roll call vote, starting with Stacy.
Stacy Hurst, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Mary Natras, yes.
Nick Ward, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
We'll have you in, Rich.
Rich Wilson, yes.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.